Have you ever thought about starting your own podcast? When I was trying to get this podcast off the ground, I had a lot of questions. How do I record an episode? How do I get my show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and all the other places people like to listen? And how do I make money from my podcast? So the answer to every one of these questions is very simple. Anchor. And you know that I love her. Anchor is your basically one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing your podcast. And because it's all 100% free and ridiculously easy to use, Anchor can match you with great sponsors. You can get paid to podcast. I love Anchor because sometimes if I'm pitching stories to external sources and people are like, yeah, not a great idea, at least I can kind of control my distribution. It feels really good to put something out into the world whenever you need to. So if you've always wanted to start a podcast and make money doing it, go to anchor.fm/start to join me and the diverse community of podcasters already using Anchor. That is anchor.fm/start, and I cannot wait to hear your podcast.
Hello, this is A Little Death, a podcast about sex, relationships, and how it feels to be human. I am your voice, Alana. This is part two of The Art of No-Term Relationships. The last episode was all about what I call no-term relationships, which are casual, one-time encounters conducted with kindness and self-awareness in a way that they can be integrated into the rest of your life. Like all these episodes, part one is very short, so take a listen if you haven't heard it yet. The next logical question, then, after defining a no-term relationship is, how do you make it happen? Well, first, you have to find someone who is down, and there are a lot of ways to do that. The first and easiest way is to just use a dating app like Tinder or OkCupid. People put signals in their profile that this is kind of what they're looking for, so look out for people who say they're in town for a week or a weekend, or people who say they've just gotten out of a long-term relationship. Look for people who call themselves non-monogamists. And I will say skip polyamorists, because those are people who are all about ongoing relationships, which is not what this setup is about. Also pay attention to anyone who's a self-described unicorn, which is a person down to have sex with couples, if that works into your scenario. So after apps, you can also try finding your local sex party or swinger scene. Trust me, it is out there. Wherever there are people, there are swingers. So ask around, search on Facebook, ask openly kinky and non-monogamous people on Tinder for leads, and start there. Next, you can try a hybrid of these two. There are dating apps specifically for the sex-positive community. One is called Field, F-E-E-L-D, which is mostly for people looking for threesomes, but you can find all types. The app isn't always great in terms of options depending on where you're located, but if you're in a relatively large city, you should be good. There's also a newish app called Fantasy, which is at fantasyapp.com, and that pairs people and couples based on their desires. It is a little out there and probably not for beginners, but it's really fascinating and very specific, and I'll leave it to you to explore. So, okay, once you've found your person, first and foremost, be respectable. Be respectful. Don't open your conversation with "wanna fuck," which in my mind shows really bad judgment. I'm also coming from this from the lens of a woman who unfortunately has to be extra judicious when it comes to picking sexual partners. The reality of violence against women and people of color and trans folks and so many others has to be in the back of your head when you're going through this process. No-term relationships doesn't mean that respect is thrown out the door, so remember to be decent to everybody. And next, be honest about what you're looking for. Make sure you and this person or those people are on the same page. So once you're ready to meet this person, use good judgment. Pay attention to how you feel when you talk with them before you meet. If you get a weird feeling in your gut that makes you think things might not really be the greatest, listen to that feeling. It's not worth the risk. There is always someone else out there who isn't terrible, who you should meet instead. And plan your encounter carefully. I mean, meet in a public space, make sure someone knows where you are and who you're meeting. Safety is obviously very important. So then, during the meeting, remember that anyone can change their mind at any time during the encounter. Consent is not a one-time thing, and anyone is allowed to hit the eject button at any time. And when you do have sex, for God's sake, use protection 100% of the time. always. Then once it's all done, be cordial. Don't say things you don't mean, like, you're great, let's meet for a drink soon, or we should do this again, if you have no intention of following through. I mean, remember, you both agreed ahead of time that this is probably a one-time situation, so don't make it awkward. And then be sure to check in with yourself to see how you feel about what went down. Being a modern and open-minded person doesn't mean that no-term relationships have to be for you, and if that's the case, that is totally fine. So, give it a go if you're curious, and let me know how it works out. If you want to keep up with me, of course, I'm on Twitter at Alana Heiss, that's A-L-A-N-A-H-E-I-S-S, and on Instagram at Lannie Del Rey, L-A-N-N-I-E-D-E-L-R-E-Y. So, I guess that's it. Be good, you lovely people.